Good morning. This weekend, we celebrate the anniversary of the dedication of this church here at Blessed Sacrament. The day when this building was consecrated for a very specific purpose. The work of so many of your families who gave their time, their skill, and their treasure to construct a building for many generations to come to have this place of worship. From the good things that those people received from the Lord, they gave back to him in this beautiful church. On July 20th, 1952, Bishop Mark K. Carroll dedicated the church, consecrating this altar and these walls, separating this building from all the other buildings in the area. While some buildings are meant for the noble use of raising families or providing a place of work, this building now stood, and it still stands, as a place of true worship, a proper house of God, and a place where the Mass is celebrated. Serving as our church for 74 years, imagine the number of sacraments that have flowed from this altar, from our baptismal font, and from this altar rail. Churches are meant to be different than any of the ordinary office buildings or homes, not just in their dedication for the use of sacramental things, but in their architecture as well. For many years, they followed a similar layout, with their high ceilings and long vertical lines that were meant to lift our attention to the heavens, decorated with beautiful art depicting heaven and purgatory to remind us of our end, images of saints and angels to point us to the transcendental realities, and also connecting all this back to our current reality, as much art depicts vines and plants that we might come to understand this cosmological expanse that our faith encompasses. If you have seen the basilicas and churches in Rome, you will understand what I'm talking about. And while our church here in College Hill is not quite St. Peter's Basilica, we can still recognize its beauty. The marble and stone, terrazzo and wood, that would seem excessive and any other building makes sense to any Catholic who walks through these doors. Our music is not what you would hear on a commercial or playing on some random radio station. It is all meant for something greater. It is meant for the worship of the one true God. In sparing nothing that is due our Lord, we have a temple that is fit for him, that does what a church building should do, raising our minds and hearts towards God. As we celebrate this anniversary of the dedication of our church, we should recognize maybe two things. First, that we are responsible for continuing the life of this building, providing for the needs of such a beautiful place, and giving this place and the respect that it deserves. And secondly, that we, the community here, is also the church, the living body of Christ. We are meant to be living stones that are set on the foundation of Christ. As we hear St. Paul today, our duty is to continue building each other up, living as a community centered on Christ, knowing that each of us is a temple of the Holy Spirit. We need to make our bodies and souls the temple, a worthy space for the Spirit to dwell in. Then help each other do the same. For ourselves, that means preparing our hearts to receive Christ each and every day, but especially when we come to Mass to receive him in the Eucharist, driving out from our hearts all that does not belong in the temple of our soul. just as Christ does in the gospel today, as he cleanses the temple, driving out all those who do not belong or who are not there for worship. We too must find those worldly attachments, those attractions that keep us from the proper worship of God. Our attachment to sin, or status, or money, these things that only pull us away from our heart's deepest desire, away from what we were made for, that is life with God. We drive out these attachments by the grace of God, in prayer, in confession, in Mass, asking God for his gift of strength and courage to let us go, to let go of the things that we've come to rely on that are outside of God's providence, purifying our hearts and cultivating them to remain pure and proper temples of God. And this should be obvious to other people who we encounter throughout our day. Just as a beautiful Catholic church, we recognize that it's meant for something else, so too our lives are meant for something else. We are dedicated for something greater. And to cultivate this, perhaps a shameless plug is for our parish mission this week, is teaching us how to pray. For many of us, we think we know how to pray, right? But sometimes we get into a routine and kind of forget what we're doing. Or there are forms of prayer out there that we simply don't even know about. So I encourage you to come to the parish mission to cultivate your heart, to be that temple that it is meant to be. To make our hearts this beautiful dwelling, like this church here, we hope to experience the vision that Ezekiel tells us about in our first reading, with this stream that flows from the temple, a stream of pure and fresh water that gives life and abundance to all that it encounters, this life-giving water. So too, from our altar here in the church, God offers us a life-giving stream, that of his grace, as it refreshes us in abundance. The temple of our soul is also meant to pour forth with abundance, which we have received from the altar here, refreshing others and leading them back to God. And so as we celebrate the dedication of Blessed Sacrament Church, let us recognize that we too are meant to build ourselves into a worthy dwelling for God, that in our words and actions, we may lift up the hearts and minds of others to God, and in that way, allow God's will to be done through us. Amen.